A woman was fatally shot by a 17-year-old in Chicago. It's unfortunate. They keep telling
me. Devastated. My son had already told me, so I was a little devastated.
Tragedy here in South Shore. Detectives snapping photos of the crime scene. The shooting happening just before 4 p.m. inside Tatanisha Jackson's home in the 6800 block of South Cornell.
And there's an M1 with a black bulletproof vest as described by a witness with shorts and flip-flops on. He don't know which direction he ran in.
Police say Jackson was approached by a 17-year-old who shot her 4 times in the head. A gun was recovered at the scene. She was pronounced dead at the University of Chicago Hospital. What are your memories of her? Describe her for me. I know
she was kind of a short lady. She used to be on the back on her phone all the time, sitting on the back porch. Just being nice.
Married to the love of her life for 21 years and the mother of 3 sons. Loved ones tell me Jackson was always the life of the party. Most notable, whenever she left your company, her token phrase, I love you.
When I realized it was the lady that I talked to sometimes, you know, it was kind of sad.
Neighbors told police the gunman kicked in Jackson's back door. Detectives were seen crossing Stony Island, hunting down surveillance video from nearby businesses. And following the shooting, police tell us that the gunman ran out of the home in an unknown direction. Police are still working to track him down.
Well, as usual, we all know that there will be no final conclusion to this. It's always going to be an open case. And they keep telling us, hey, remember when they kept telling us that crime was down? Hey, crime is down. Shout out to Brent Morris. I'm definitely going to be reading that super chat. And Zachary and Blake. Hey, crime is down, y'all. Crime is way down. Down 2,000 police officers. Rest in peace to that woman who got executed and shot for. Man, at 17 years old, we was trying to hoop and go and get to the girls. Kicking in back doors and executing people, shooting them 4 times in the head. That's demonic. It's demonic spirits and demonic behavior. In addition to that, more demonic behavior. A 13-year-old boy... I can't even say it. See it for yourself.
Police looking for a man who allegedly raped a 13-year-old in a stairwell in the Bronx last night. Happened in a public housing apartment building in the Soundview section. Alice Gaynor covers courts and public safety, and she spoke with residents who complain about easy access to the building and other issues.
NYPD officers could be seen in and around Justice Sonia Sotomayor houses at 1775.
Let me show y'all something real quick. You see that? See how everything is gated and caged in? That's a prison. It's not housing. That's not public housing. That's a prison. That's the same type of gating that they do for the prisons. It's designed to keep you in, not lock people out.
Could be seen in and around Justice Sonia Sotomayor houses at 1775 Bruckner Boulevard Thursday. Police say Wednesday night around 11:45, a 13-year-old boy was grabbed by a man he didn't know who allegedly pulled him into the stairwell, held his hand over his mouth, then allegedly raped him and stole his cell phone.
Just, you know, sad.
Residents at the NYCHA building and others who visit loved ones here frequently complain about security.
These buildings should have cameras already. And I don't know why we don't.
Some did not want to show their face out of fear.
These doors, they're not locked. Anybody can come in here. They need more security here and cameras.
But they're not locking them. They do the bare minimum.
This woman says they got a knock shortly after the alleged attack.
Cops knocked on the door. And it was very surprising.
The teen told police he was out of his apartment because he was doing a chore.
The fact that he was going to empty the trash. And in order.
Look at the trash. Look at where they put the trash at. Jesus Christ.
Him to go into the trash.
Why y'all got a rat problem?
He has to leave the building.
Every floor has a trash chute, but they're currently unusable.
You go to every floor, they lock.
When asked about residents' concerns, NYCHA said in a statement, quote, "Residents' safety is a priority for NYCHA. We are investigating and addressing these concerns. We do not know if the suspect lives in the building or not. The NYPD says the person they're looking for is described as a black man, 30 to 40 years old, with a bald head and a beard, about 5 foot 10 inches, thin, wearing black jeans and a gray tank top.
The 13-year-old was taken to a local hospital in stable condition. If you know anything, give police a call.
Jesus Christ. Yo, they got billions to dedicate to the migrants, but they ain't got no money to fix the trash chutes and secure the buildings for public housing. Nasty work. 30 to 40-year-old man running around grabbing 13-year-olds and taking their innocence, taking their innocence. Hey, bro, at 13, I'm going to just tell you, at 13, you might have died. At 13 years old, and I know that maybe these kids are a little different now or whatever, praying for the family, hope everything works out, but I'm just thinking back, when I was 13, you might have been a dead man. You trying to grab me and put your hands over my mouth? Oh, no. At 13, I had a beard and everything. It was death to you. You never would have got out of that alive. You never would have even, dog. You never would have got, at 13, you're not walking out of that. You're not walking away at 13 years old. I don't know, maybe it was the food we was eating. But that's more demonic behavior. Last but not least, crackdown on illegal street vending over in San Francisco's Chinatown is taking place. Check a look.
Right. We are talking about illegal markets on San Francisco's street corners. A community group says people are setting up shop on sidewalks, selling everything from produce to baby sharks. And a group of business owners is not happy about that. So we talked to the Chinatown Merchants Association, who gave us this picture that he says shows someone selling baby sharks on a Chinatown sidewalk. Now,
where y'all getting baby sharks in San Francisco from? How are you? So y'all putting baby sharks on top of cardboard boxes in Chinatown in San Francisco? Jesus.
He says that street side vending like this is creating a public health risk, and it's hurting Chinatown businesses that are already fighting to survive. But one man told our Andrea Nakano tonight his complaints to the city are falling on deaf ears.
During certain hours, a corner behind me is lined with illegal vendors, and they are scattered all along Stockton Street here. The head of the Merchants Association says it's not fair that they don't have to play by the rules, and they also pose
you, Tracy.
Another big danger. Edward Hsu was born in Hong Kong, but he now proudly calls Chinatown in San Francisco his home. As the chairman of the Chinatown Merchants United Association of San Francisco, he was alarmed when he saw these vendors setting up shop on the sidewalk.
When it happened, the whole Chinatown is in big trouble on it.
Hsu says the vendors are mostly elders trying to supplement their social...
What the hell is happening over in Chinatown in San Francisco? So y'all can just get cardboard boxes and just put random stuff. Y'all know that this is what they actually do in China. So now what is happening is that everybody is skirting cultural norms that is supposed to be established here in the United States of America. They bring their culture over from where they come from. No public safety, no health codes, no nothing. Now, me, right? I've experienced actually building restaurants from scratch and opening them, and you have to put an egregious amount of money into it. You can't just go out and do what you want to do. You can't just sell food. They're going to come in and inspect the temperature. They're going to go in and look at the sanitation. You got to have the hood. They're not going to let you even be able to put tables and chairs unless you have a sufficient amount of bathrooms, public restrooms available for the general public. The amount of red tape for you to open up a business is crazy. And they walking out there and they selling baby sharks and peanut butter on the side of the road.
Social security income. But he points out it's just not fair for legitimate merchants.
We have a merchants here with everyone here to pay the rent, the insurance, license, tax, everything. We have to pay for it. okay? And those two renters, they don't need to pay for it.
Tsiu says he first brought the issue up to the city in April and just had a meeting Wednesday night. He was hoping for solutions, but left disappointed.
We're feeling real bad about that. Because most of the merchants saying, hey, if they're doing it like this, okay, that will be hurt our business. It's really hurting our business.
Tsiu would like to see the vendors be cited. He's concerned that this can turn into a major public health scare if people consume tainted or spoiled food.
Look at that craziness.
According to the San Francisco Department of Public Health, it created a task force to crack down on unpermitted street vending in 2022. That task force does enforcement in Chinatown at least twice a week.
That looks like China. What is that?
It has also partnered with the Department of Fish and Wildlife to address concerns of raw seafood from San Francisco Bay.
Dog, that's insane, bro. That's insane. That is crazy. I don't know where we living at. I don't know if we living in some kind of foreign country or if we living in the United States of America. That's happening in San Francisco. And y'all just got random wildlife, random wild seafood. Somebody in the chat said, wait till Indians start setting up street. Dog, I done seen enough of those videos. They be cooking with their feet. They be sneezing. Chill. Grab a bowl. Get you some gookable mug or whatever it is that they scoop up, some goop. And they put it on there and then they start shaking it a little bit and they give it to you. Like, so you want me to eat sneeze goop? No, dog. They wouldn't call a baby shark. Where you catch a baby shark at? Where you catch a salamander from and put it in water? What is for $8.99 on the right hand side? Ladies and gentlemen, this whole country is just going to hell. That is your quick hits.